as the MCO sails along smoothly for many, with the exception of those that lack obedience and discipline, one group of people remain the most affected, the poor. Soup Kitchen gives our 100 kilograms of their frozen food according to a write-up by The Star Online, when the government announced that they could no longer cater to the needs of the poor during the MCO, an NGO was left with no choice but to give away about 100 kilograms of their frozen foodstuff. Known as Kembara Kitchen, they gave away foodstuff with some from a few restaurants to their neighbors. Foods such as frozen udon, mandao, steamed buns, and chicken fillets were given to the residents of Kota Kemuning. Previously they distributed a ton of food to the needy, but still had 7 to 8 tons left in their chiller, according to the co-founder William Chia. He also noted that despite the government's efforts to curb the spread of COVID-19, he isn't sure that the authorities have the logistics to help and provide aid to the poor during this MCO. Another kitchen known as Kachara Soup Kitchen expressed their hope for the government to allow NGOs to work with them. It would be a mammoth task for the government to do it by themselves. They need to work with the NGOs because we are already on the ground, said Operations Director Justin Chia. Some feel there's no need to restrict food distribution to the poor in Georgetown, though the NGOs are still very much distributing food to the needy despite the state government's ruling. In fact, Consumers Association of Penang (CAP) president said that there isn't a need to restrict food distribution to the poor so long as they do not create problems. Besides him, State Welfare and Caring Society Committee Chairman Phi Boon Po advises the NGOs to carry out the distribution with discipline. He also noted that giving away free food in public would encourage more homeless people to come out, and those that intend to help should work with them to distribute the food. Penang Consumers Protection Association president also highlighted how the poor can't be waiting for proper planning by the government to distribute food, while Deputy Chief Minister LL Dr. P. Ramasamy said that stopping NGOs from giving out food is the wrong move. He even wrote on Facebook that NGOs are doing an amazing task during this trying time by transmitting help on behalf of the government. What do you think about this? Let us know in the comments. Also read, experts, disinfection methods are a waste of money, resources and gives a false sense of security. You have reached the end of this story.